Hello, everybody, and welcome to Week 9 here of the Boys Locker Room Chats with head coach of the JCN Charger Boys, Corey Null. This locker room chat brought to you by Outdoor Concepts and Design. Coach, let's talk about these last couple of games for you. You played Riverside, Marhill Mount Academy, and Oskaloosa. Let's start off here just kind of in order, talking about that Marhill Mount Academy game, losing just 54-37. Leading scorer there on that game, Lair with 11 points. What can you tell me from it?
Yeah, that was, Marhill's obviously been kind of their top of the league, top five, I think, in two-way boys right now. So we knew that was a tough game, but I thought we competed, fairly well, all things considered. It felt like it was, I think at one point it was, we got down to a single digit in the second half, maybe somewhere in there. But, we played them back in January, early January, late December, and lost by, I think it was like 50 or something like that. It was a pretty ugly game. But then to have a game where we felt like we competed, and I thought we're actually playing fairly well. They just kind of hit a lot from the outside, and I don't know if we hit any threes that game. And it feels like that's what it kind of came down to. We've had different guys step up. We've kind of been playing through our size a little bit. Isaac Laird was our leading scorer that game with 11. So he's a big junior. He's a little skinny at the moment, but he's playing well, kind of battling with some of the big guys that Moore Hill had. So it was good to see him step up and get some points. And then just kind of, we try to take that little momentum of our playing well into our game against Riverside. Unfortunately, Andy Baker was sick that game, so that's a big part of our offense and our team, obviously. So we need some other guys to step up, and I thought we had that. I thought Rex Furman, especially the last two games here, has stepped up substantially. He was our leading scorer at Riverside, and then he played a key role in the game against Oskaloosa, but I thought he's been playing really well. I thought Riley Burke has stepped up and gave some good minutes, as well as Chance Jenkins as well, another junior. So, we're getting down here to close to the end of the year, and I think guys are starting to play their best basketball at the right time, which is good to see.
So, again, you mentioned that Riverside game. Furman, he had 14 points on there to lead in the Oskaloosa game. Jenkins, he had 11, two threes, and then he went 5-6 from free throw line. So, Jackson Heights, that game not being played today on Wednesday, a possible chance to be played on Thursday, bearing if school is available, which will mean you'll have back-to-back games Thursday and Friday, once against Jackson Heights and then against NEK Nighthawks, and then also you'll have a game on next Tuesday, turn around and play Horton. What's kind of the preparation going to be like for possibly back-to-back games and then just only one practice to get ready for Horton?
Yeah, it's not ideal, but unfortunately it's kind of how the seasons went this year with a lot of cancellations. It feels like every we have two or three game weeks and then a week off because of weather or something like that. So it's not the best, because one practice you try to install and then work on the things you need to work on, as well as prep for the other teams. But then it's kind of hard to do when it's back to back. So a lot of it's just film study and then seeing if we can implement it somewhat during the game. So Jackson Heights is a team that I feel like we can compete with, and they've got some good ones under their belt, and from what I've seen, they got some good players. I know the Melly's kid, a junior, has been one of the top players in the league since he's been a freshman. So we need to make sure we can handle that a little bit. And I haven't got to watch much on the Northeast Kansas Nighthawks team yet, but I did see them a little bit at the Valley Falls midseason tournament, and know they're a good team. So we definitely have our challenges coming up here. But again, I think if we can just kind of continue to build on some of the success and some of the better play that we've had over the last week or so, other teams are going to have the cancellations as well. So maybe that can benefit us if we handle it correctly.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time. Join me as always here on week number 9 of the JCN Charger Boys Locker Room Chat here with Head Coach Corey Null. Coach, thank you.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
This locker room chat brought to you by Outdoor Concepts and Design.